Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is a really sweet story that didn't start off well. Uh-huh. I mean, at the root of it, it's a dog who was named Mika, now named Cleo.
Okay.
That was shot. Aww. Back in July in Phoenix, ended up having to have a front leg amputated.
Oh, geez.
But after months of recovery, shelter featured her story, and a guy named Zach was there literally the next day because he was also an amputee, lost his right arm in a UTV accident last year, and knew he'd be the right person to adopt her.
My wife and I just want to provide her a happy home for the rest of her life, and she's really, really fitting in real good. She's just the most loving and sweetest and respectful dog, to be honest, that I've ever encountered. Obviously, as you can see, she is a front leg amputee, and I'm an upper extremity amputee. On the 1 year anniversary of my accident, I saw a video you guys shot with her hopping down a hallway. So I was up there, I think, a day or two later, and she came home. It's helped me out a lot. And I hope that in return, I'm helping her too.
Aww.
And watching her run around, they have three other dogs. Like, she is not slowing down one bit. She still moves around like she's got all four legs.
Right, right, right.
She's just as fast, just as bouncy, and just seems happy as ever.
I love that. I feel like dogs and kids.
So resilient.
Exactly.
Yep, you'd never know the trauma she's been through. So thank goodness she's found her forever home in Zach. And a great story you can find at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar and Drew Lawyers.